This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, and happy to be with you today. Still wrestling with how I don't know why I feel I'm on a mission. I keep saying I'm not going to reform people that can do what they want, and I don't. You know, somebody smokes, hey, they want to kill themselves, let them smoke. So that's part of the libertarian instinct that I have, even though I'm not a registered libertarian. In fact, I don't even think I am a libertarian, but I certainly have more libertarian traits in me than I do left-wing liberal Marxist traits like so many people do in this country. I mean, and I'm going to try to enlighten a couple of people there who may be on the sideline, and I just don't understand it. I mean, it's just beyond my ability to understand. And I don't mean just everyday people. I mean, Glenn Beck, Bill Kristol, George Will. I mean, I just don't get it. Mitt Romney. I mean, they're just selling out in their own self-interest. John McCain, Lindsey Graham. I mean, you know, I used to just start to run through the names of Democrats. Now I run through the name of Republicans, as I look at some of the people who Trump is at, the guy at the post office every day who's going to be Trump's vice president. I said, Peter, I really don't have any idea. He met with Bob Corker yesterday, and here's my statement. I liked Bob Corker up until the Gang of Eight. To me, that's a disqualifier. Anybody on the Gang of Eight, no go. I'd like to see Jeff Sessions or Newt Gingrich. Those would be my choices. Maybe with Sessions, there'd be a better chance of winning. No, because Hillary would have a lot of fodder, even though she shouldn't go down this road. What are we talking about? Six wives between them? Hey, you know, that's their personal lives. You get married, it doesn't work out, you move on. In my case, I married once, it worked out, I'm not moving on. So you want to talk about moral purity. I mean, first of all, who the hell are Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton to talk about moral purity? They're about as immoral as it gets, and I understand Trump is. And I have to hesitate to think. I said I don't necessarily endorse the statements he's made about the murder of Vince Foster. I mean, he's digging deep. He's doing everything. And frankly, these are feelings I've had so deeply on so many issues that I have not been able to verbalize them, or I've chosen not to verbalize them all on radio. You'd think that maybe as a presidential candidate, you'd have to scrutinize and select your statements more than on radio. That is more than a radio talk show host does. Well, you know, I'm not Donald Trump. And there are a lot of things about Donald Trump I flat out don't like. I mean, I'm the headhunting type when I don't like somebody or something. And I'm for every kind of vicious attack as long as you can document it with Bill and Hillary. And there's so much to document. That if I did a 2-hour show every day, 7 days a week, on the scandals of Bill, Hillary, Clinton, and Barack Obama, I could fill the time easily. However, I'm interested in, it's like features and benefits. You buy a car, you know, you point out the features. You have to let people know what the benefits are. I actually wrote a book on that for Volkswagen of America years ago. Feature benefit. I want to see the left and this Democrat Party, I want to see them defeated. And I want to see the never Trump voters wake up and smell the roses. Because if you want to live, and I mentioned Crystal and Charles Cook and Jonah Goldberg. Man, I love Jonah Goldberg. I don't love him anymore. They're missing the point, all of them. And it's giving an edge to Hillary Clinton. You want to live another 4 years? You want another 4 years with Hillary, who's just gonna pick up Obama's transformative agenda? You want to do that? That's going to be the penalty because you don't like Trump. I mean, Glenn Beck has gone nuts. So here's the result. A no vote for Trump or a vote for Hillary means the following. Multiple, at least two or three additional progressives on the Supreme Court. That's what it is. And it doesn't matter if you want to wait till 2020 and say, well, let's just pass and let Hillary win it now. Do you know that? Look at the destruction Obama is creating every single day in achieving his transformative agenda. You know what it'll be like in 2020? You know, there's an old saying, kitty by the door. It'll just be too late with a deficit, everything up in Obamacare. I talk to people quite frequently. They have Obamacare, and they're getting killed. So what the left needs, and if Hillary gets in, you think Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Sagan are bad? And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who just can't last that much longer. You're going to get left-wing judges who pass so many left-wing laws that it's going to render those who control Congress and even the White House almost irrelevant. Now, if you're a conservative out there or if you're an independent, do I have to paint a picture about how you should vote and why you should vote? Maybe I do. So one of them, I just said it, you don't want a left-wing Supreme Court. You want the budget, you want the defense budget slash, look where Obama has put us, like pre-World War II. We're the laughingstock of the world in our defense. We got the best and the brightest who serve us. And Obama wants to reduce the defense budget so he can spend more money on climate change, more money on alternative energy that is losing billions of dollars. It's great. We're not ready to have it all unfolded. We're still in the formative stages. I'm not against electric cars. I'm not for them. I just think it's another one of those hypes. Maybe in 10 years, you know, it'll be reasonable costs and you'll be able to have, just like you have gas stations, electricity charging stations. We're not there. You want to modify the Dodd-Frank Act and repeal it? I do. You want to prevent Washington from becoming a state? I mean, there's talk about that. You know what it'll do? It'll give the Democrats another two permanent senators. I mean, come on, it's a slam dunk. You got to get rid of Obamacare. I'm going to still go on here. Because this is what you're going to deal with the new president. What about curtailing illegal immigration? Doesn't have anything to do with nativism or discrimination or anything. Just take a look at what's happened in Western Europe. You want to get rid of those job-killing regulations on large and small businesses? This is why we need Trump. We need Trump because we can lower the corporate income tax, which is the highest in the world right now, and we can bring back billions of offshore dollars to the United States. And fracking. It is a marvel. It does no harm to the environment. The left, in its science-rejecting hysteria, opposes it. I mean, I've just given you a few reasons. You know, there was a song years ago by Connie Stevens, 16 Reasons Why I Love You. What have I given you, about 9 or 10 reasons? Why you should not vote for Hillary Clinton. You should not abstain. You shouldn't waste a vote for an independent or a third party. You've got to vote for Donald Trump. And it's just beyond me why people whom I have admired for years in the journalistic community, radio talk show host Eric Erickson, I mean, am I going to end up liking very few people? I didn't choose this. They did. We'll be back.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
You know how frustrated you get. All of us, certain frustrations because you can't communicate a message, or you communicate that message ineffectually, or at least you feel you communicate that message ineffectually. And I mean, there are just people I know, and I'm telling you, the list is getting shorter and shorter, who don't get what I talked about in the first segment. You know, unlike a lot of friends, most of my friends, talking about living with their, how can they live with their conscience and vote for Trump? Well, you can live with your conscience and vote for Trump to help defeat the evil forces facing America today. I don't understand it. Anyone who has any semblance of intelligence understands the threat from the left and what the Democrats are posing for the United States of America. So here it is, and I'm gonna continue on this at the risk of offending. I don't think I'm offending anyone, really. If I do, I'm not apologizing if I do, but you can send me an email. I've always said, if you're dignified, I'll be dignified in my response. And by the way, I do respond. It's Stu, S-T-U, at StuTaylor.com. So it's kind of the same mistake that different personalities, you know. George Bush is a lot more humble than Donald Trump. George W. I mean, both Bushes are. I mean, you can't even begin to make that comparison, but that's not going to make a difference on who I'd vote for president. I hate Bush. I'm voting for anybody because I hate Bush, and it doesn't matter whether it's McCain, Romney, or now Trump. It reaches a point where naiveness or visceral emotion morphs into stupidity. I know I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm thinking it. So why can't I say it? No vile language, no direct accusations, nothing here in bad taste. Just the way I sincerely feel. Feeling I know this as well as anything I've ever known. And feel it as much as I do feel it. I've also said this many times. Yeah, I brought up the Vince Foster thing, by the way, because Trump did. There is so much information, if you want to search through it, that is so condemning of the Obama administration and perhaps the forthcoming Hillary administration, that it's, I don't know how to say this. There's nothing to debate. The debate is over. People who know me know I used to debate and stick by my positions, but I would listen to a good issue-oriented discussion. There isn't any. And I did it against my better judgment. I've always said Bill is Resco real estate deal, Jeremiah Wright. I don't have to know anything more about this guy. He's a danger and he's a threat. But oh no, no, no. I mean, you've got everybody in this country, from politicians who have reverse field to self-hating Jews who prefer the PLO over Israel, Hamas over Israel. I can't for the life of me understand it. And I'm so frustrated that I can't seem to get untangled on this show. Donald Trump has a lot of baggage. But what's illegal about what he's done? Oh, by the way, we'll see what happens with the case against Terry McAuliffe, that, in my opinion, that crooked governor of Virginia who's now been accused of accepting, was it $150,000, $170,000 in gifts? He's the second one. He had Bob McConnell, whose life was ruined. He may get off, but his life was ruined. Terry McAuliffe, who just, with an amazing coincidence, made $16 million in the stock market back in the 90s. Just amazing, isn't it? You know, it takes you back to when money was different and Hillary made $100,000 in a commodities deal. I keep going back to the brother of a dear friend of mine. And he said, Stu, what do you think the biggest problem in the world is? And I said, terrorism. And he said, no, it's corruption. And I never forgot that. That was maybe 7 or 8 months ago, but that will stick in my gut now forever, because as I become, I was never unaware of it, but as I become increasingly more aware of it with the Clinton Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, and I mean, it's at the top of the list because it's drawing most of the attention. I really begin to see the essence of this. So who will lose? Will you win or lose if you vote for Hillary Clinton? You'll lose. You will be the ultimate loser unless you want to be a servant. If you like indentured servitude, this is the way to go. I had a friend of mine, a late friend of mine who died, and I love the guy, and he called me Kid. He says, Kid, it doesn't matter if I go broke. I'll become a ward of the state. This was 20 years ago. May you rest in peace, and how brilliant you were. It's not all he said. But I'm not here to give a posthumous lecture on my past dear friend, Maury, and how positively brilliant he was. If he could be alive today and take a look at what's happened, he'd say, Kid, everything I said turned out to be, didn't it? And I'd say it absolutely did. Except we have a chance. We have a chance to stop it in its tracks. Let's get a president who will initiate executive orders in behalf of the American people. Congress is useless. They're disgusting. This was supposed to be the year of Hillary Clinton after her humiliating defeat to Barry Soltero in 2008. And now we see she can't even go up against an old fruitcake who's never accomplished a damn thing, and he's a true socialist slash Marxist slash communist at heart. He's a communist. And it's because of how bad Hillary is that this guy, who shouldn't have been on anybody's ballot for anything, Bernie Sanders, is resonating. And it's amazing that these polls don't mean anything now, but Hillary's maybe running a little behind, but they're in a statistical tie, Hillary and Trump, but Sanders is running ahead of Trump. Do we now live in the United States, socialist America? I keep running into people, and they're with me, and they're not looking to placate me. I mean, people I deal with every day in business and socially. Where are these nuts? Where are these nuts? These losers.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271.
That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
What did I read this morning there? It was another Clinton scandal. I honestly can't keep track of them. I just can't keep track of them. I couldn't keep track of Obama's scandals. I can't keep. It was another story about having money channeled to the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Initiative, and I've been to two of those. I was not privy to sitting through the second one. Although I sat just a few aisles from Bill Clinton when he was praising Mitt Romney before he stuck the knife in Romney's back afterwards, but. Don't you just hate politicians? I just hate them. And somebody, I can't even remember his name, donated an enormous amount to the Clinton Foundation. And it was unscrupulous, to say the least. I can't elaborate because I didn't read the whole story. But he is one of, I think, 1,600, you heard me, 1,600 billionaires. I'm just waiting for the first trillionaire. It's coming. It's like Apple's going to be the first trillion-dollar company in the country unless it falls flat, and I doubt that it will. But the world is changing, but there are some things that shouldn't change. And when it comes to moral integrity, I have really strong views on this. You can only display moral integrity if you're given the opportunity to do it. Hey, McCain, you buffoon. You just wouldn't get up and knock Obama, would you? Because it was more important to preserve your reputation. I don't like you, John McCain. Same with Dole. Mitt Romney. Oh, you couldn't get in the gutter with Barack Obama. You had to preserve your dignity. And Paul Ryan as well. Oh, you know, your dignity was more important. What is the value of your dignity compared to the safety and security of this country? It's nothing. So be sacrificial. It's like James Cagney in Angels Have No Wings or something. And when he was the West End kids and he was impressing them, he was a killer. And I like what he did at the end. He says, I'm tough. And when I go to the chair, and they sent him to the electric chair, and he was calm and easy. And he sat in the chair and then he broke down and screaming and crying, please don't do this. He did it on purpose, and it was Pat O'Brien, the minister, who had tears in his eyes and smiled and realized that what a sacrifice for whatever his name was in the movie, but it was Cagney. Oh, man, I loved Cagney. Because he realized that to humiliate himself was a positive act to commit because he was doing it to dissuade kids from entering into violence and crime. This isn't anywhere near as bad. And I don't think most people would have been critical, but oh, no, because they were self-righteous, holier than thou. You know the type? Mitt Romney, John McCain. And I will tell you, it's one of the things I love about Trump. He doesn't give a you-know-what. Oh, man, I wish I could do some of that stuff on radio. I do, but I can't. I'm not looking to emulate. Well, you can do it, I guess, on Sirius XM with Howard Stern, but I'm not talking about that. That's neither here nor there with where I'm going. Trump isn't going to back down. I love it. I can't tell you how much I love it. Go after those vicious criminals. Go after them. It only pays so much to go after Obama. You've got to go to the potential heir of the Obama regime. Obama is despicable beyond description. Just beyond description. But I'm spending less time talking about Obama. Although I bet he'll have a factor whether he will be a nominee for a Supreme Court justice. Don't laugh. You know, here's the trade-off. Hillary for president. Obama supports her. Obama for the Supreme Court. Oh. I don't know how we get rid of Barack Obama. We're not going to be able to. He'll play more golf, and the $20 million or so that he has now is going to go into triple figures, $100 million plus that he'll be worth. Just take it. Take your stinking money and disappear. Same with you, Hillary. Take your filthy, dirty money and disappear. Oh, yeah. You know, she's paid her dues as Secretary of State for Obama. Nobody cares about the scandals. And Trump is written off as a buffoon without a chance in the general election. I compare Bill Cosby to Bill Clinton. I don't compare Bill Cosby to Donald Trump. Where has Donald Trump raped anyone? Where has he committed an illegal act? He may not be the model American citizen. He isn't, but they can't get anything on him like they did on Romney. And I don't know how many people are. I bet you there are hundreds of people trying to dig up something that he kissed a Miss Pageant, a world, a Miss Universe. He thought she was beautiful, told her to put on a bikini, that he dated one who said he was a perfect gentleman. It's what they try to do to Romney, the stinking far left in this country. And why we're talking about Hillary Clinton could be a real enigma, except that she's the heir apparent and there are no other contingencies. Oh, God help us, John Kerry. I mean, I'll take Joe Biden any day over John Kerry. I don't even want to. I can't spend an hour bashing Clinton, bashing Obama, and then have enough left for John Kerry, who I put right in that little triumvirate. As a despicable human being. And there are people who are despicable who just lie, you know, like Susan Rice and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Ugh. Excuse me, could you get my throw-up bag? I mean, they're out there, but they're not directly harming the country. Kerry is. Obama is. Hillary did and will continue to do so. And to think that she can't beat a socialist Bernie Sanders and that Bernie's polls are better against Trump than Hillary's, how is that possible? How is it possible? Well, do I have to go through this again? If I get one convert on this show, it's worth it. The email scandal? Where is it going? I've told you many times where I think it's going.
Nowhere.
Where did the Lois Lerner IRS scandal go?
Nowhere.
She's still collecting her money. Can I run up and down the others? I've done it on other shows. I'm not going to. I just, as a naive adult, I never believed that someone could exert the authoritarian rule that a president of the United States has. Bush couldn't get away with everything, and all of his predecessors, even Clinton, couldn't get away with everything. You know, impeachment, Monica Lewinsky. Why is it that this guy can? I think he uses racism, and I think people are just petrified. It's one of the reasons the liberals and people on the far left, we should all be punished for the indignities suffered by black slaves. I had nothing to do with it. I would never do it. And guess what? Blacks own black slaves in tremendous numbers, and they have for centuries, and they still do in Africa. Well, we can't talk about that. The war against women, we can't talk about that, and how these horrific fundamental Islamic people, barbarians, treat women. But Trump is a barbarian. Not ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. No, their treatment of women is just fine. It's just, it's blotted out. You know what's being blotted out? All the problems we're having in Iraq. I'm sorry to be jumping all over the place, but these thoughts are coming into my head. I don't have this stuff written down. Unfortunately, I live it. All the Christians, 250,000 decent Christians being slaughtered around the world in what Obama talks about and intimated that the Christians started the Crusades against the Muslims. Oh, how much evidence do you need? Oh, here I go. I'm after Obama. Did I say Clinton? I meant Obama if I did. Bernie Sanders, a whacked out, washed up, left-wing hippie who talked about the pleasure women have for during rape. He's doing better than Hillary. The more he wins, the more he loses. I talked about the email scandals. I'll come back on that when we pick it up. I honestly need a drink of water. I need more than that.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
Perfect timing. I just got an email from someone who agrees with me but said it's really frustrating. I understand what you have to go through, but can you say something positive about some organization? So the answer is yes, Judicial Watch. I love Judicial Watch. Google them. I haven't got time to talk about the fabulous work they're doing about all these investigations. Fabulous. And that brings me to the investigation. That's why I said it's perfect timing on the email scandal. You know, the FBI still hasn't finished its investigation and sent its results over to the Justice Department. It doesn't even seem conclusive that there is tremendous guilt. And who was it that I read about? If he had done this, he would be in jail right now. Some major name, but I can't remember the name. And it's true. The media has learned enough, and the public has learned enough, and the media is just in the pockets of the politicians. They're in the bag. Public has a rather different view, at least almost everybody I speak with, about the email survey, to conclude that there is so much guilt to go around here. And I don't know what these interviews are doing, and the FBI has assured us they don't do security checks. They're doing an investigation. And Hillary's comments are just flat out. They're lies. They're not even distortions. They're flat out lies. But who would call her on it? How much time do you think ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, or CNN are going to spend on picking up all of the terrible things that are going on with Hillary and Barack? Almost no time at all. It might be on the investigation, and I have to apologize. I'm searching as in my mind as I talk. I don't know. I think it might have been on the email scandal that these networks, the aforementioned networks, are only spending 5% of the time talking about it. They're spending more of the time bashing Trump. Doesn't it come to a point where if you can't see the light, you're just plain flat out stupid? Talking about people with high IQs. So therefore, there's EQ, which is a measure of personality. There's IQ, which is originally based on the Stanford-Binet's. And something that may be kind of in between, although it's much more like EQ, how smart people, it's like the book, How Bad Things Happen to Good People, how smart people think dumb things. Thank goodness they're not in a position to execute most of them, but we've got enough destructive people out there who are. How can you not see this? The FBI hasn't finished its investigation and sent its results in yet. And why? There you go, 154 people working on this. Lies, lies, and more lies. anybody who has done what Hillary has done so far would have been fired, prosecuted, and jailed. It's just flat out. Just look what happened to Petraeus. You know, he got a little, I don't want to say the word, but he got a little captivated by a woman. You know, sometimes you can lose all sense. You know, we all have. As a teenager, I did. You know, I mean, I fell madly in love with everyone I met. I understood nothing else mattered. I don't know if it's a good analogy. Hillary is the only viable presidential candidate. And her indictment, what will happen if she does get indicted? I mean, I'd love to dream. You know, we dream of money and love and great things for our family. I mean, I've had a couple of dreams of Hillary being indicted, and I woke up because it turned out to be a daymare. The dream at night, which isn't a nightmare, was pleasant. How can I express in acceptable language how I feel about her and the Obama administration? Say, Trump can't get other people's indictments. Hillary can't even get the indictment of that left-wing, nutty, goofy Elizabeth Warren. Trump gave her the nickname. It's pretty obvious she is goofy. And Hillary can't get the endorsement of Al Gore. I mean, Hillary, with her unfavorability rating, which is about equivalent to Trump's right now, it's pretty good. That says good things for Trump. There are people who are panicked and worried. She's the only viable party candidate. You know, Bernie Sanders couldn't win this with a winning machine. So her indictment would send the party into crisis. And then what would it be? Would they start having a contested convention, or would it be Bernie Sanders, who I guess you can say deserves it? Would he be the one to inherit the nomination? Oh, would that be hysterical? Imagine Trump up against Sanders. I mean, there are certain commonalities in both having populist movement. But what's keeping Hillary out of jail, or at least a plea bargain, is her political value. People know if she wins over Trump, I mean, you talk about power. Ugh, shaking my boots. I actually don't wear boots, but if I did, I'd be shaking in my boots, thinking about what she could do every single day when she gets up and to continue with this movement of creating a third world nation, a banana republic, which is well on its way to being completed. Then it's the Clinton cash shakedowns. And where are we? I'm looking at the clock here. How can I even begin that? They left in the White House in 2001 saying they were broke, and now they're worth, I don't know, some reports say over $200 million of dirty money predicated on corporations and foreign governments and speeches. 21 million in speeches in the past couple of years. None less than $250,000 to banks. Oh, man, that's valuable. Boy, if I had a company, I'd pay that kind of money to listen to Hillary. It's sickening. Tell me about Trump. Can you say anything that bad about Trump? And the answer is no. Even if you hate Trump. Even if you hate him. I wish we had a better choice, better representation. But even better representation wouldn't be emphatic enough and open enough to talk about the issues facing us. They just have to play that political game. Don't pick Bob Corker as a vice president. He's the gang, member of the Gang of Eight. Pick Newt Gingrich or Jeff Sessions. All right, that answers the question to everyone who's asking me who I'm for VP. This is a frustrated Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.